This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. While rescuers search through the burned-out wreckage of two trains that slammed into each other in northern Greece, a senior lawmaker resigns over the tragedy. AP correspondent Charles Taylor-Daisma reports.
Transport Minister Kostas Karamanlis has resigned, saying he felt it was his duty to step down, as he says, a basic indication of respect for the memory of the people who died so unfairly. Through Wednesday, rescuers turned to cranes and other heavy machinery to start moving large pieces of the trains, revealing more bodies and dismembered remains. The cause was not immediately clear, but the station master in the nearby city of Larissa has been arrested. I'm Charles Diladesma.
A Ukrainian serviceman in the besieged city of Bakhmut filmed himself saying the situation had become a bit calmer on Wednesday as Ukrainian forces continued to resist a Russian attempt to seize the small city.
1 березня, місто Бахмут.
He said, "We're standing in Bakhmut. Nobody plans to withdraw anywhere at the moment," the soldier said in the video as the sound of explosions reverberated through the city streets. Ukrainian commanders have warned in recent days that the situation on the ground is getting much harder as Russia steps up its attempts to encircle Bakhmut to claim its first major prize for more than half a year after some of the bloodiest fighting in the war. The U.S. Justice Chief on Wednesday branded Yevgeny Prigozhin, the head of Russia's mercenary Wagner military force in Ukraine, a war criminal. Attorney General Merrick Garland told a Senate hearing the Justice Department is helping Ukraine investigate war crimes allegedly committed since Russia's invasion, including by the semi-private